Air Family's Working Group Core Group member, Zaina Zaatari, is currently the Regional Director for Middle East and North Africa Program at the Global Fund for Women. Zaina earned her PhD in Cultural Anthropology with an emphasis in feminist theory from the University of California, Davis, focusing on women in Lebanon and their activism. Her current research focus is on Lebanese heteronormativity, family, adulthood, and citizenship. Zaina joined the Arab Families Working Group as a graduate student in 2001. Here she is in December 2011 discussing what motivated her as a young scholar to join AFWG.
When we first met, I was interested to attend, in part because I was a young scholar, so to speak, as in, you know, I was doing my field work. It was a very important opportunity to listen and hear to what other people are doing in Lebanon and in Egypt and in Palestine at the time. These were the three focus countries and exchange ideas. And so at the meeting, the idea was fully developed into that this there's an intention to continue this this group as a group, as a collective that can continue to come together and explore theoretically, but also you know, in terms of on the ground work, and that was important to me as helping me in terms of growing my own research interests in the region, learning and sharing with others and receiving critical feedback from other scholars, more seasoned scholars as well, as practitioners on some of the issues that I'm interested in. So that exchange was definitely interesting for me, as well as being able to think about, you know, future research beyond, at the time, my dissertation work.
As a new scholar, Zaina benefited significantly from the community and collaborative atmosphere that AFWG provided. Here she is discussing those benefits.
I mean, my involvement with AFWG has definitely influenced and enhanced my work. I often found, you know, first on the level of staying connected with new analysis and research on the issues that are important to me. And also on supporting my own thinking. AFWG was almost like a life link. It kind of linked me to an academic life because it gave me the space to continue to explore research ideas that I would have had a much harder time doing totally on my own while having a full-time job. And to also continue to be exposed and engaged with new research, meet, you know, inspiring and amazing scholars that are doing impressive research and learn from them, and also have them appreciate my ideas and what I bring to the table, which is also the perspective of my on-the-ground work in the nonprofit world.
As someone who has been working in the field of women's rights for many years, Zaatari acknowledges the need to train future scholars and activists and identifies this AFWG program as particularly important.
I think one aspect that we have taken on more so recently, which is mentoring and supporting, you know, younger researchers, graduate students, etc., particularly from the region, is a really important part of this you know, building the capacity of all of us as researchers and future researchers to be able to put out these ideas and analysis around all of our collective lives in the region. I think that commitment is really important, given sort of the history of having institutions largely in the West that have most of these skills, and they are often simply learned skills, you know, and being able to share that and grow and build those relationships across the regions is an important element in ensuring that, you know, also new ideas are experimented with, tested, brought out, discussed, and not just kind of some of the same old trends.
Zaina is both a scholar and an activist, which means that her collective scholarship does not only encompass work within the Arab Families Working Group, but also with community members and activists that she interacts with in a scholarly setting.
You know, my work and recently in working a lot with the activists that are involved, for example, on the ground, and so, you know, being able to understand and analyze and then share. And I mean, in essence, the analysis isn't simply mine. It is sort of a byproduct of that exchange with the activists, the people that we are interviewing and working with, and then our group, you know, in terms of the conversations that we do on a regular basis. And so being able to also share that back and have it contribute to how the activists thoughts are also developing and changing, I do see that on some level as an sort of an organic process that is really, you know, key in my opinion in any kind of academic inquiry, but that isn't often happening as often, I think, particularly in U.S. academic contexts.
This scholar profile has been brought to you by the Arab Families Working Group. The Arab Families Working Group would like to thank Dr. Zaina Zaatari, the International Development Resource Center, the Ford Foundation Cairo, the Populations Council Cairo, UNICEF Cairo, American University in Cairo, University of California, Davis, and Dr. Suad Joseph.